I can tell you that we are talking about fairly big numbers. If you just take the example of the recent earthquake in Ecuador, where more than 100,000 children were basically been disrupted from education activities, that says something only from one event. And it's not only about number, it is about disrupting of communities at all region, at all time, by the different hazards and disasters.
The children are traumatized. Isn't it better for them to stay at home with their families?
Yes, we are also supporting families, but many times the entire family is affected, are displaced, left without any shelter, without any house. So it's also about creating a new kind of temporary, a bit safe environment, like school, that can provide, not that the child will be alone dealing with this, but as a group, giving different kind of mechanism, activities and tools to handle this traumatic experience that they are going through. We are very much putting a lot of emphasis on the issue of psychosocial support to children. Take Paraguay, it's a good example, where in the last floods this year, early this year, we put a lot of support to the government and national institution to promote psychosocial activities through football.
UNICEF is working hard at preparedness, preparing, for example, to relocate schools in case of a disaster.
We are working with many ministries of education and government at large on the issue of let's learn about the risk, understanding where the risks are, what type of hazards, where they're coming. So that comes, and that is from the perspective of locations, the type of hazards, so school, the location of the school itself, and the way the school itself has to be built to be resistant to the different natural hazards in such way that it can withstand the different kind of phenomenon. Here in Paraguay, for example, instead of providing just tents as a temporary schools, we worked here with a local company that actually refabricate schools. So it is medium long-term solution, not just immediate tent solution, which also, by the way, that example, that good practice, now was practiced also in Ecuador on providing a new setting of education premises, not only as immediate, but also looking at a bit on a longer term, and also looking, taking consideration the different factors that relate to natural hazards.